It's been relatively slow going for Petersburg's renewed effort at forming a borough. According to city officials, early this week, only one person had inquired about being on the new committee, and even they were not yet sure they supported a borough. No one had actually submitted a letter of interest for the committee since the city put out the call for volunteers last month, so Mayor Al Dwyer appealed to the public again Monday night. The
city of Petersburg is accepting letters of interest from citizens who wish to serve on the borough formation committee. The committee will ideally be composed of individuals who support forming a Petersburg borough and who are willing to learn and help promote the benefits of borough formation. Committee members will also be asked to participate in gathering signatures on the city's pending borough petition.
Dwyer also repeated his request for people outside the city to bring forward any concerns they have about a borough. Dwyer recently received some unique correspondence to that effect from Keene Channel resident George Cole. Cole took some satirical jabs at the council and its borough consultants in a series of tongue-in-cheek notices about the borough effort. They're topped by letterhead that reads, quote, City of Plunderburg, Alaska. Dwyer passed out copies to the council.
I received about very entertaining four or five pages of City of Plunderburg, Alaska. It goes on and on, but it's interesting reading, and I brought them here for the council to look at.
While much of it is written in a spoofed style, the anti-borough message is clear. Each installment ultimately urges people not to sign the petition. Cole thought humor would be a good way to get his perspective across.
Well, I think that humor is, like you say, a way of getting somebody's attention, and hopefully without engaging in any kind of antagonistic responses, you know, where you're just angry at one another, but you can have differing viewpoints, but if you address it with humor, it seems like that goes over better.
Cole also included a more serious flyer laying out his general concerns about a borough. In it, he warns residents outside city limits that joining a borough will mean, quote, taxation with no services except to provide you with an assessment to tell how much you will pay, unquote. Cole also raises concerns over the enforcement of building codes and what he believes will be less freedom and a lack of meaningful say on new rules and regulations.
We live in an area that has a lot of freedoms, and most of us that live out here because that's what we enjoy and that's what we want. You know, there's maybe a lot of people who don't understand it or don't understand how it is that we can want to live in an area with this much freedom, but I think that's what our neighbors want.
Under a borough government, any area voter could run for one of the at-large assembly seats and other elected positions, but there are no guaranteed seats for any particular area. The city's original petition incorporated some concessions to make the plan more palatable to outlying residents. For instance, it limited the property tax rate to 4 mils for newly incorporated areas, while only residents within the current city boundaries would continue to pay around 10 mils. However, Cole points out in his flyer that a future government body cannot be bound by promises made by the current council. The city is currently in the process of updating its petition language with the help of an attorney as well as its borough consultant, Bob Prunella. City manager Scott Hahn told the council this week that the attorney was trying to finish that work by the end of the month. Also, according to Hahn, Prunella and city staff had been finalizing some informational documents to help the city promote the borough. That included a list of reasons to form one as well as a list of answers to common questions.
Bob was saying that he believed these reasons for doing the borough might be the first piece that we hand you, and we'll get that out this week to you. And then the question and answers, we'll probably give you everybody copies of the entire list, but to disseminate to the public, and the public can have the information too, but we don't want to overwhelm them with too much data that they might read one page and throw the rest away. So we're going to try to feed it out like 5-6 questions a week or something, so people digest it better.
A couple of the key reasons city officials have cited for forming a borough in the past include more local say over planning, land use, and resource development in the area, particularly hydropower resources, as well as more tax revenue and more state and federal aid. However, Hahn told the council Monday he recently learned that borough formation may actually result in less money from the Secure Rural Schools Act. That act provides nearly $1 million a year for education in Petersburg. According to Hahn, that's because of a federal formula that might put Petersburg into a higher income bracket if it's a borough.
But that's only one piece of data as far as the revenues off of the borough formation, and it is only an assumption based on that we guess that Petersburg will be at this position, and assumption that sometime they will get around to splitting those numbers apart. But we are going to take the more conservative approach and just say, well, that's a possibility that will decrease a certain amount.
Petersburg's proposed borough boundaries would extend south to the Wrangell borough, north to the Juneau borough line, east to the border with Canada, and roughly halfway across Kuprinoff Island to the west. The council originally approved the plan back in 2008, and local representatives eventually collected enough signatures from voters inside the city. However, they fell far short of the number they needed outside the city. Without that support, Petersburg cannot pursue approval by state officials and eventually by local voters. After revising the petition, the city will have to start collecting signatures all over again in Petersburg. I'm Matt Lichtenstein.